This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this version of the Safety FM Mini. Anyways, today is April the 15th of 2022. You're on the verge, hopefully, of enjoying your holiday weekend that it is coming up. But as I was looking around and wanting to come up with something for this lovely day, and by the way, I am recording this into real time as close as possible. And it is Friday, just in case. I'm not saying that it is Friday because it is future date. But what I wanted to do today was talk about what inspired you to become a safety professional. What inspired you to continue to do the work that you do day in and day out? Because let's talk about it. You know it. I know it. We all know it. That this work is not, you know, the most beautiful thing on the planet. And not everybody got into it because it was the love of the things that they wanted to do. So let's be realistic. But you have gathered inspiration as you're going through this process. You have got some inspiration, some encouragement that said, hey, this is what I want to do. I'm going to move forward with taking it down this path. So what were the things that led you down that direction? What were the things that actually caused you to continue on inside of this field? Does something come into mind right away that inspired you? If it does, here's my question to you. What can you do from the inspiration that you had previously to inspire others? What information from your past can you use for your future to help others who are in the profession? Because that's the thing. Sometimes we don't recognize this, but we need some inspiration to be able to move on with the work that we do. It's a difficult thing from time to time, realistically. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I don't go through times that I'm not struggling or I don't feel inspired by the work that I do. I love the work that I do. I really do. But sometimes I have to read other source material. I have to do other research. I have to look at other people's research as well because I'm looking for inspiration or things that might have not been one of those things that I noticed to be able to move forward. So if you can assist others in this process, why don't you go out there today and do so? Anyways, this has been the Safety FM Mini for April the 15th of 2022. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show next week. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.